to just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf. So again, we just the last 2 days we learned Tilchas Tisha B'Av al regalachas. So just one ha'ara as it relates to Hilchas Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara on Amud Aleph, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, brought a brisa. The brisa says, "Kol mitzvah is hanehagos ba'avil nehagos b'tisha b'av." Any mitzvah that's noyig by an avil is also noyig b'tisha b'av. We said this is really one line that defines Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not just about being b'tzar, but it's about mourning. We're mourning the Beis Hamikdash. In fact, the Gemara said on Amud Beis that Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi, when he would eat his meal on Erev Tisha B'Av, when he would eat his Suda HaMafsekes, he would eat crusty bread, he would dip it in salt, he would have water in between the ovens, between the Tanner and the Kirayim, V'doyme K'misha Meisoy Mutol Lefanov. And he acted and he felt as if a mace was Mutol Lefanov. So on Tisha B'Av, a person has to be K'misha Meisoy Mutol Lefanov. He's supposed to be Ba'avelos, and as a result, Kol Mitzvah Hanoya Goyis Ba'avel, anything that an oval's not allowed to do, on Tisha B'Av, a person is not allowed to do either. And as a result, also besicha, nilas hasandal, tashmash amito. And then the Braisa said, additionally, he's not allowed to learn Torah. In fact, also likris b'toyra, b'neviyim, u'b'ksuvim, v'lishnois b'mishnah, b'talmud, u'b'medrish, u'b'halochos, u'b'hagadus. What could he learn? He could be koyra b'kinos, b'iyuv, u'b'dvarim ha'roim, sh'b'yirmiyah. And what's the reason for all this? Meaning a novel can't do it, and because a novel can't do it, so it's for the same reason a Tisha B'Av can't. But why can't a novel do it? Why can't you learn Torah? It's because the pasuk says, "Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Mesam Chilev." Torah is Mesam Chilev, and because Torah is Mesam Chilev, and now this person's Ba'avelos, so he's not allowed to be Besimcha. So if he's not allowed to be Besimcha, so it's for that reason this is going to be an issue. Now, this idea that on Tisha B'Av a person's not allowed to learn Torah is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, and this is in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalid, Sivkat Na'alev says, Tisha B'Av asa berechitza v'sicha v'ni'ilas asandol v'tashmish amit v'asa likris b'toyra neviyim v'ksuvim v'lishnois b'mishnah u'b'medrish u'b'talmud b'halachis u'b'agadis mishum shenemar b'kudei Hashem yesharim m'sam chelev. Additionally, v'tinoika shal beis rabim b'teilam b'ay. It was one day in the Gemara. But even the tinoika shal beis rabim don't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Avol koyra hu be'iyev. A person's allowed to learn Pesukim in Iyuv, ubedvarim harav shebeir miyo, and the dvarim harav shebeir miyo. And then the Mechaber says, v'im yesh b'neim Pesukim nechama, right, sometimes you could have a very frightening chapter in Nach, but then there'll be a pasuk of nechama here and there. Oh, if you encounter a pasuk in nechama, tzarech ledalgam. You literally have to skip it. Then the Mechaber says, umuta lilmoy medrash eicha, you're allowed to learn Medrash Eicha, Uperek Eluv Megalchim, the third Perek in Masechtas Ma'akatan, Perek Eluv Megalchim, and that's because it deals with Hilchas Avelos, the Chain Lumay Pirish Eicha, Pirish Eiv. Additionally, you're allowed to learn Eicha, and you're allowed to learn Eiv. So this is the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that a person is not allowed to learn Torah, a person is not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yeruchim, the Shiva, in Yereach L'Meyadim, and this is in the most recent volume that came out on Bein HaMitzarim. So he has a whole simen on this halacha. And he brings the Shibali Aleket. So Shibali Aleket was one of the Rishonim who says, quote, this is Shibali Aleket talking, V'yesh ge'oinim zal she'oinim. There are certain ge'oinim that held she'ein mevarchim birchas ha'tayra, that on Tisha B'Av you're not supposed to make birchas ha'tayra. And the reason is sharei asurim b'divrei tayra. You're not allowed to learn Torah, and because you're not allowed to learn Torah, so it's for that reason you're not supposed to make a berachas Torah. The truth is, this shita sagoinim that the Shibali Aleket brings is brought down in the Agur, and it's brought down in the Orches Chaim as well. That a person on Tisha B'Av, because you're not allowed to learn Torah, is not supposed to make berachas Torah. Or befreit the Shibali Aleket says he doesn't understand. There's an iser to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. There's no issur to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. There's an issur to learn certain aspects of Torah. Meaning, ordinarily, you're allowed to learn anything you want. In fact, we encourage a person to learn Mashal Libay Chofetz. You can learn anything. You want to learn, say, the Zram, Mayed. You want to learn Nashim. You want to learn Ezekin. You want to learn Lamdis. You want to learn Super Lamdis. You want to learn Bekiyas. Ain't Adam Loimed. Allah Mashal Libay Chofetz. Supposed to harven learning, but of course, a person can learn anything that he wants. On Tisha B'Av, you're very limited in terms of what you're allowed to learn. You're allowed to learn Dvarim Aram Shebeir Miyo. You're allowed to learn Iyoif.
Medrash Eicha, you can learn Perek Eilam Megalcha, it's a whole Perek in Shas. You can learn Pirish Eicha, you can learn Pirish Eiv, and there's some other things you can learn as well. Right? So the point is, you're very limited in terms of scope, what you're allowed to learn. But you want to know if you're allowed to learn Torah? Of course you're allowed to learn Torah. So Freik Tashibali Aleket, this comes from the Ga'onim. The Ga'onim that said that we don't make Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av. Why don't we make a Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av? Because it's also learn my Torah. Freik Tashibali Aleket, who have said that it's also to learn Torah? L'chura, you're allowed to learn Torah. There's just certain aspects of Torah that you're allowed to learn. Nusa, make a Birchas HaTorah for those parts of Torah that you're allowed to learn. So Rabbi Yeruchim, the Shiva, has a beautiful mahalach to answer this kasha. Aber mit ein hakdama. The Kaf HaChayim, right here in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, brings a chiddush from the Shevet Yehuda. So the Shevet Yehuda was a kadmoy. And the Shevet Yehuda says as follows. He says a dover nifla. He says that this that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that on Tisha B'Av you're allowed to learn certain things, it means that it's mutter to learn those things. But there's no chiyuv to learn those things. Chiddush nifla. Meaning, is there a mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? So if you ask the man on the street, he's going to say, of course. You have a mitzvah to learn Torah every single day of the year. 365 days of the year. A person has an obligation to learn Torah. What about Tisha B'Av? Why shouldn't you have a mitzvah to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av? I know, but you're not allowed to learn Bava Kama on Tisha B'Av. You're not learning Bava Kama on Tisha B'Av. So you learn what you are allowed to learn. What does that have to do with there being a chi of Talmud Torah? Of the state in the Shevet Yehud and the Kaf HaChayim quotes it, that on Tisha B'Av, there is no chiyuv to learn Torah. So you want to learn Torah? Tavay olav bracha. You want to learn Torah? You'll get schar like an ein of mitzvah v'oisa. But you want to know if you have a mitzvah to learn Torah? There's no mitzvah to learn Torah. There's no mitzvah to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Chiddush nifla. And Rosh Shiva brings that Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and the Gedolei HaPoskim, they were all matmi on this chiddush from the Shevet Yehuda. Again, the Kaf HaChayim quotes it. But everyone was matmi on this chiddush. How can you say something like that? There's no, of course, a yid has a chiyuv to learn Torah every second of every single day. Unless you're doing something that you have to do, you have a chiyuv to learn Torah. So why would you think Tisha B'Av is different? Because you're limited in terms of what you're allowed to learn Beseder, so you won't learn those things. But whatever you're allowed to learn, you're now mechuyuv to learn. How does the fact that you're limited in terms of what you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av somehow impact the Iker Chiyuv of Talmud Torah? But the truth is, if you look in the Shevet Yehuda inside, he brings two rayas from two Rishayim. He brings a raya from a Rashi, and he brings a raya from a Ritva. The Rashi is a Masechtes Moikon, not surprisingly, and Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha of an Ovel. And the halacha is that an Ovel is not allowed to learn Torah. Freik Rashi. You don't see this every day. Freik Rashi, then Torah. Rashi says, Ovel is not allowed to learn Torah. How could you say that? The Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Heyamid Aleph, Ovel chayev b'chol ha-mitzvahis ha-amuris b'Torah, chutz mena tefillin. An Ovel is obligated to learn all mitzvahs in the Torah with the exception of tefillin. That means every single mitzvah with the exception of tefillin, an Ovel is obligated to learn. Now, why not tefillin? Because tefillin, it says pe'er, and you're supposed to put efer tachas pe'er. Classic Gemara, it's learned out from the Novi Yecheskel. But the bottom line is that an Ovel is chayiv and kol mitzvahs b'Torah. So Freik Rashi says, I don't understand. If an Ovel is chayiv and kol mitzvahs ha'amuris b'Torah, it sounds like he's even chayiv and Talmud Torah. How's the shnumat halacha that an Ovel is not allowed to learn? Ovel's not allowed to learn. Freik Rashi, Ovel chay b'chol mitzvah amuris b'Torah, chutz menat tefillin. And Freik Rashi, quote, Hosam shar mitzvahs ba'alma, aval hani ispu simcha. When the Gemara says Ovel's chay b'chol mitzvahs amuris b'Torah, what the Gemara means is all mitzvahs that are not related to simcha. However, if you have a mitzvah that's related to simcha, the Ovel's not allowed to do. Why? Because he's not allowed to be b'simcha. In other words, what Rashi's saying is that mitzad the etzem mitzvah, there's only one mitzvah that a novel can't do, and that's tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin is a stirat avelos. That's the one mitzvah. Talmud Torah is not really a stirat avelos. It's just that Torah is misameach. And because Torah is misameach, it's the simcha that's a stirah. So Rashi says along this. But the bottom line is Rashi had a kasha. Rashi says, I don't understand how to reconcile two gemaras. I have a gemara that says an ovel's asa b'talmud Torah. And I have another gemara that says ovel's chai b'chol mitzvah muris b'Torah chutz menat tefillin. Frank the Shevet Yehuda, he says, Reboina da'al makula. What was Rashi's kasha? I don't understand Rashi's kasha. Rashi saw that an ovel's not allowed to learn Torah. Of course an ovel's allowed to learn Torah. An ovel's just limited in terms of what he's allowed to learn. He's allowed to learn Hilchas Avelos. You can learn Dvarim Ha'Ro'im Shebi Yirmiyo. You can learn things that an ovel's allowed to learn. So what's fake, Rashi, that an ovel is not allowed to learn Torah, how does that shtim with Aval Chai B'chol Mitzvah Amuris B'Torah Chutz Menat Tefillin? It's not a stira. Aval is not allowed to learn certain things, but whatever he is allowed to learn, he now has a mitzvah to learn. So of course an Aval has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Zok Teshevet Yehuda. It's klar in Rashi. That Rashi held that when we say that an Aval is not allowed to learn Torah, which means he can't do what he usually does, he can't learn Daf Yoimi, he can't be Kaveh Eitim the way he's always Kaveh Eitim, that means he doesn't have a Chi of Talmud Torah. Aye, there's certain things he's allowed to learn, he could learn. Yeah, of course, he could do what he could do. But at the same time, there's no Chi of. It's Mamela Frank Rashi, has a Shem with the Gemara in Sukkah, Aval Chai B'chol Mitzvah Amuris B'Torah Chutz Menat Tefillin. And Rashi was forced to say a Shtikl Torah to say a Teretz. Then it says, this Shakla V'Tarya that Rashi says is also Mefurish in the Ritva. The Ritva is not in Ma'ikotin Daf Chaf Aleph, that's where the Rashi is, but the Ritva is in Ma'ikotin Daf Tezvav. And the Ritva over there asks the same exact kasha that Rashi asks. So the Gemara says that an Aval is Chayy B'chol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah. Right, the Ritva, V'ikasha Li, Tamrina an Aval B'Torah. The Aval's not allowed to learn Torah. V'ilu Hasam Amrina Shu Chayy B'chol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah. Chutz Menat Tefillin. V'yesh Loima says the Ritva, She'en Lemeidim in Aklolis. FLP, She'amru Bem Chutz. Meaning it's true, even though it says Aval's Chayy B'chol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah, and it says Chutz Mi. Tefillin. It sounds like the only exception to the rule is tefillin. It's not true. It's not the only exception to the rule. Really, there are other exceptions to the rule as well, such as Talmud Torah. What do you mean? What's the kasha? The chura, Aval is chayiv in Talmud Torah. He's just limited in terms of what type of Torah he can learn. So you see from the Ritva, the same thing you see from Rashi and Ma'ikot and Daf Chaf Aleph. The Ritva gives another teretz, but we're going to do the abridged version. But the point is, you see from Rashi and the Ritva, this you saw it. And that is that an Aval, because he's limited in terms of what it is he's allowed to learn, so it's for that reason we say that he actually does not have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. But the bottom line is what emerges is this unbelievably phenomenal chiddush that the Kaf HaChaim quotes from the Shevet Yehuda, and that is, there's a day in the world to say, there's an opinion that has merit rooted in Rishonim, that an Aval, and for that matter, every single Yid on Tisha B'Av, does not have a chi of Talmud Torah. You want to learn? You can sit down and learn the sugi of Kamtza Bar Kamtza. But do you have a chiyuv to learn Kamtza Bar Kamtza? You have a chiyuv to learn Medrash Eicha? You have a chiyuv to go through all the psukim in your miyo that talk about the churban? The answer is no. Ordinarily you have a chiyuv, but now you don't have a chiyuv. Oh, but the kasha is, why not? What's Pasha Pshat? It's Tzorech Hesber, right? It needs a beer. What's the Pshat? So the truth is, there's a few directions that you can go with this. Ayin Sham. But Rashiva said a Dover Nifla, based on well-known raid. And that is the Avnei Nezer in his introduction to his Eglei Tal. So he says that Umidei Dabri Zachar Esker. He says, I feel an obligation to address something that I've heard from certain people. He says, these people that toyim miderech haseichel when it comes to understanding the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and I feel that this is something that I need to address, and I want to address it right here and right now. And that is, quote, he says, there are people that believe that ki aloymeid umechadesh chidushim, someone that learns Torah and he's mechadesh chidushim, v'sameach, and he's besimcha, umesaneg belimudai, and he gets pleasure, he takes enjoyment in his learning, ein zel limudat Torah kol kach l'shma. If somebody learns that way, it's not called Torah l'shma. Ki moi im hoy aloymeid bepshitos, she'en loy me'alimud shum tainig v'urak l'shei mitzvah. Meaning, if somebody learns Torah and he enjoys his Torah, it's not on the same level of l'shma as if somebody was learning Torah and he did enjoy his learning. Aval aloymeid umesaneg belimudai, harei because if a person learns Torah and he enjoys it, so there are people that learn Pasha because they enjoy learning. So if someone enjoys learning, it's not Lishma. Right, Lishma would be, you don't really enjoy it. It's not so Gishmak to you, but you're learning anyways because you understand that this is what you're commanded to do. So the Avnei Nezer said, I've heard people that toyim miderech haseichel. They think that this is true. They think that if you enjoy your learning, somehow that's a bad thing. This is an obvious mistake. The other rabbi says the Eglei Tal, kizehi ikur mitzvahs limudat Torah. It's the ikur mitzvah of limudat Torah. Liyosos v'sameach umesaneg b'limudoy. The ikur mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to enjoy your learning. For us, and when a person enjoys his learning, divrei Torah nivloim b'damoy. Listen to his words. It literally gets absorbed in your blood, in your DNA, becomes part of your kishkas. And when a person enjoys Torah, who nasa davil ko Torah, that's how you become davik to the Torah. And he quotes the Zayar, etc., etc. But says the Avnei Nezer in the Zakdama Tegli Tal, there are people that think that if you enjoy your learning, it's a bad thing.
Not only is it not a bad thing, adirab, it's just the opposite. Zehi ikur mitzvahs limudat Torah. Liyoy sos v'sameach u'mesanak bili mudoy. And he said, when a person does that, that's when the Torah is nivla bedomoy. That's when you become dovuk to the Torah. It comes dafka through enjoying the Torah. But the point is, what's the ikur mitzvah of limudat Torah? The ikur mitzvah of limudat Torah is liyoy sos v'sameach u'mesanak bili mudoy. The truth is, this yisoid of the Eglei Tal in the Hakdama is really mefurish in the Rishayim. It's mefurish in Rabbi Avram min Hahar's Pirish on Masechtas Nedarim. So just a tiny bit of background. Who is Rabbi Avram min Hahar? Rabbeinu Avram min Hahar, right? Rishayim are referred to as Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Avram min Hahar was a contemporary of the Rashba. He was a contemporary of the Meiri, and he wrote a Pirish on certain Masechtas. Hard to find, but we have it. Definitely findable. And the Pirish that he wrote in the Nedarim and Nazir is actually especially unique because he quotes Rashi a lot. And the truth is, we weren't Zoicha. Rashi and Nedarim Kiddu is not Rashi. And Rashi and Nazir, Rabbi Kivega brings in Gilyan Ashas in the beginning of Masechtas Nazir, is also not Rashi. That is a Yesha Imrim, that Rashi and Tainus, I know we never mentioned it, but that is a rat that Rashi and Tainus is maybe also not Rashi, but that's already a whole different discussion. But the point is, Rashi and Adarim, that we have a very strong Messiah on, and Rashi and Nazir Rabbi Kivega brings. But either way, Rashi and Adarim and Nazir, we don't really have. But Rabbi Avram in a heart throughout his Pirish quotes Rashi. So if you wanted Rashi and Masechtas Nedarim, Masechtas Nazir, the address for that is Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Ahar. But maybe the most famous Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Ahar is tucked away in Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. So it's Masechtas Nedarim and it's dealing with a Nedarim Shaila. And the exact context over there is, if someone made a neder, he's not going to have anah from somebody else. In this case, he actually made a neder, he's not going to have anah from a whole city. But just to keep it simple, simplify the case. Someone made a neder, Reuven said, I'm not going to have anah from Shimon. Can Reuven borrow Shimon's Sefer? Or let's say he wants to learn with him a Chavrusa. Wants to hear a nice vart from him. Couldn't he listen to Torah from him? So the halach is he can't. He's not allowed to. The halach is he's not allowed to. So all the Rishonim, the Rashba, all the Rishonim, that's a pelletus halach. We know mitzvahs lavlei honos nitno. That if a person gets pleasure from doing a mitzvah, the rule is mitzvahs lavlei honos nitno. So if mitzvahs is lavlei honos nitno, so it comes out tahanos nishkein anot. What's tahanot? You're listening to someone shtickle Torah, you're using somebody's sefer. Tahanot that you get from using the sefer, from learning Torah, is nitano an halacha. So just like, for example, somebody makes a nether that he's not going to have enough for somebody else, the halacha is he can hear his tekiah shev, you walk into shul, this guy that you don't like, you swore literally you're never going to have one shava pruta's worth of anah. He's the Baal Tekeyat. No worries. Why? Mitzvah slav lahanisen. You, what do you mean? I just heard 100 kids from him. It doesn't matter. Mitzvah slav lahanisen. So why is Talmud Torah different? This is what all the Rishonim, in fact, some Rishonim changed the girsa in that sugya in the Darim Daf Mem Ches because they're so bothered with this kasha. It's a bomb kasha. What happened to mitzvah slav lahanisen? No. Zokt Rabbeinu Avram Minahar. He says it's true that mitzvah slav lahanisen. No. He said, but that's all by other mitzvahs. Avo mitzvahs halimud. When it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, shu inyun tzir halevi yadiyas ha-emes. It's about knowing the truth. Torah is the emes. Ikur hatzivoy hu, kidei letzayir ha-emes, ulehisaneg, vilehonois bimada, lesameach levovoy v'sichloy. The ikur mitzvah is not just to learn and to know, but the ikur mitzvah is lehisaneg, vilehonois, lesameach levovoy v'sichloy, kidechsev pekudei Hashem yisharem esam chelev, umishum hachi, avalos alikris b'toyim and avim uksuvim, lepnei shei mesamchen libay al korchoy, because you can read zechayim, you're not going to enjoy your learning. L'maisa Torah always wins you over. Ha'ar sheba machzir l'mutav, and the Torah is gishmak, and says the Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar, Hilkoch leishayich lemeber b'mitzvahs Talmud d'loi nitin lohanis. He can't say when it comes to Torah loi nitin lohanis, she'ikr mitzvahs hi ha'anah v'atayinik. Because the ikr mitzvah is the ha'anah and the tayinik. V'masha masik u'mevim b'limudai. Hilkoch k'shedir zezeh, oi hidir zezeh, osa likris b'sefer ha'oyser. Shara kochim agayis loi ha'anah min b'moyin. He's going to get ha'anah from him, and you don't have the rule of mitzvahs lav lohanis nitin. Mitzvahs lav lohanis nitin is where the ha'anah is a davret study. Where we say that Memeila da Hanah isn't kein Hanah. But by Talmud Torah, where the Iker Mitzvah is Hanah, the Iker Mitzvah is to be besimcha. It's lisanus or lisanik. Over there, you don't have mitzvah slav lahanus nenu. Rabbein Avram in a har saying galumdus in the sugya mitzvah slav lahanus nenu. That's not the part we need to focus on now. What we need is he said mamish the yisoid of the Eglei Tal. And that is that Hanah is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And when a person learns Torah and he has ana, not only is it not shalei lishma, like the people that would tell him and aseichel argued in the Hakdama to the Eglei Tal, but adarabba, it is the ikur mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is ana. That is what the mitzvah is, right? Similar to the concept you find by Avera, where mesasek ba'lovim b'chalovim v'arayas is chayev. Why? Because the ikar Avera is hana. When it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the ikar mitzvah is hana. And because the ikar mitzvah is hana, so it's for that reason there's no mitzvah slav lahana sinu. So said Rosh Shiva Rabbi Yeruchim, so says it's pashat. This is the pshat and this chiddush of the Shevet Yehuda. This is pshat and the Rashi in my cotton chafalif and the Ritvan is first teretz in my cotton daf tezvav. And that is that there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. And it's a pella. Why would there be no mitzvah on Tisha B'Av? You want to tell me you're limited in terms of scope and focus what you're allowed to learn Beseder. But why should there be no mitzvah? The teretz is because what is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just to learn. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is ikur mitzvahs limud haTorah liyasos v'sameach u'misanek v'limudai. That's l'shoni azov of the Eglei Tal. Or the ikur mitzvah of Talmud Torah is kedei letzayir ha'emes u'lisanek v'lehonis b'madel l'sameach l'vav v'sichloi, which is l'shoni azov shal Rabbeinu Avraham min ahar. But the point is the ikur mitzvah simcha. So if I can't be b'simcha, it's chaser in the ikur mitzvah. Being besimcha when you learn, enjoying your learning, is so part and parcel that if there's a day that you can't enjoy your learning, you can't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Such a stark of art. You can't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah on a day that you're not allowed to enjoy your learning. What do you mean I could learn? I won't enjoy it. There's no such mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just to learn. It's not just to know. The ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah is lehisanig. It's lesmayach. That's what the mitzvah is. And if you can't do that, there can't be a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Said Rabbi Yeruchim, Chura, Yeish Loimar, Bipshitos, that's Pshat and the Shitos HaGa'onim, that the Shibali Aleket quotes. We began with the Shibali Aleket, who quotes a Shita from the Ga'onim, and the Ogre brings it, and the Archas Chaim brings it, all the Kadmoinim, and that is that you don't make Birchas HaTorah, you don't make Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av, and it's a pala. Why wouldn't you make Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av? The Teretz is Lefi this Yisai, the Chiddush of the Shevet Yehuda, that is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So if there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so you're not chayiv in Torah. If you're not chayiv in Torah, that's why you don't make a birchas haTorah either. Said Rabbi Yeruchim, you could add one more knetch. And that is, the Shibali Aleket argued. The Shibali Aleket said, what do you mean? How could you not make a birchas haTorah? Of course you make a birchas haTorah. So Pasha, what's the Shibali Aleket saying? He's arguing with the whole premise of the Shtickle Torah. You're telling me a Shtickle Torah, there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Yeah, it's very nice. It comes from a Rashi here and a Ritva there. But at the end of the day, we're saying chidushei Torah. Tremendous chidushei Torah. I mean, it's nice, geshmak. It's misameach mamish. But at the same time, it's a tremendous chiddush. So he's arguing, of course, there's a chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah. But said Rabbi Yeruchim, yesh shleimer, one more knetch. You could say that maybe the Shibali Aleket was masking to everything we just said. Avada, there's no chiyuv Talmud Torah. You know why there's no chiyuv Talmud Torah? Because how could it be a chiyuv of Talmud Torah if you can't enjoy it? Torah is so geschmack that if you're not enjoying it, right, you have to check the mezuzahs. There's something wrong. Torah is pekudei Hashem yishar mesam chilev. And it can't be a chiyuv Talmud Torah if there's no simcha. So vazok the Shibali Alek. And he's saying, Avada, you should say, Birchas HaTorah. Pshat is poshet. The halach in Shulchan Aruch is that noshim mevarches Birchas HaTorah. Right? Women make Birchas HaTorah. Fregin the achrayim nashim mevarchim birchas haTorah. What do you mean? Women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So if they don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so how's it possible nashim mevarchis birchas haTorah? So there's different terutzim. Oh, but the teretz Rabbi Yeruchim brings is the brisket teretz, the teretz that Maron Agriz brings in Sefer that he heard from Rab Chaim. That Rab Chaim said that the mitzvah of birchas haTorah, it's not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Birchas haTorah, the way you say it in yeshiva, is a bracha on the chefetz of Torah. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. When a person learns Torah, he has to make Birchas HaTorah. Not because he's being Makayim a mitzvah. Let's say a person would learn Torah and he wouldn't have Kavanah. Mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah. Or better, a person would learn Torah would have Kavanah Shaloi Lot says. The Rav said you'd still have to make Birchas HaTorah. Because at the end of the day, you're learning Torah. Torah requires a bracha. The Chefetz of Torah requires a bracha. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a bracha on the Mitzvahs, on the Chefetz of Torah. And when a person engages in Torah, when you look Torah in the eye, when you're about to be mispainin in a Svara, you have to make a bracha. Not because of them, forget about the mitzvah. Yeah, man, they're doing mitzvahs.
Pasha, Torah requires a bracha. But the point is, Noshim of Archus Brachas HaTorah, even though they don't have a mitzvah, see, Eish Loimar, even the Shibali Aleka was masking to the Shitas HaGa'onim, that maybe there's no chiv of Talmud Torah. You don't have to say that the Shibali Aleka is arguing on that, you say. Masking. There really is no chiv of Talmud Torah. Oh, but it's like Gara from Noshim. Noshim don't need to have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Yet, Noshim of Archus Brachas HaTorah. V'am emach da bracha of the chavtzif in the Torah. No, if Azoi Vait Eish Loimar, it's still Torah. And because it's still Torah, even if it's not Nesam Chilev, it's the of the Torah, and therefore the Shibali Aleket holds that it's for that reason you would still make Birchas HaTorah. So it could be everybody holds there's no Chi of Talmud Torah. Shaila is only in Hilchis Birchas HaTorah. The Goyim held if there's no Chi of Talmud Torah, you don't make Birchas HaTorah. Shibali Aleket says, like Gara from Nashim. Nashim don't have a Chi of Talmud Torah, but of course Nashim of Archas Birchas HaTorah because the Brach is on the Chefts of the Torah. So there's no reason that Tishbav should be there. But this is the Yisoid. The Yisoid is a fantastic Yisoid. The Chakira, the Shaila, the Havamina, the Teretz, the Punchline, everything. Oh, but the Iker Shaila, and that is their Chi of Talmud Torah on Tishbav. Asher, you'd say, why not? Could be there's no chi of Talmud Torah. There's dvarim amutarim, there's things that you're allowed to learn. Chi of Talmud Torah, maybe not. Why not? Because Torah is mesam chelev, and if you can't fulfill the bekudei Hashem yeshar mesam chelev, there can't be a chi of Talmud Torah.